All right, Mr. Brockman was still listening and helped me fill in a couple of the open details. It was Clem, Uncle Clemmy.
This is your text you got.
Yes, ma'am. This is, which is Clarence. Clarence Romero. And he said we were at Fort Polk together. He was my great uncle. Fort Polk was special operations training for all branches of service. I went there and lost contact with him when I went to Nam. I did make Sergeant E5. So we appreciate it. And just Clemmy has passed. It was LSU. Our time frame is on national championships. So LSU's last national championship was 2000 and no. It was before that. It was 2003. Because I worked at the family farm in 2001. And I got back to Arizona in 2002. And that was when Clemmy passed away. Because when LSU won the national championship in 2003, when we went back for the final services, we brought the headlines of... So we had the final services. And then the next year when I went back to visit was about the same time LSU won the national championship. And one of my cousins, John Watkins, took the headline from the local newspaper to Clemmy's gravesite and read him the details of LSU's national championship. So we appreciate what a small world sometimes.
It is.
You know, to serve with Uncle Clemmy and be able to tie those connections together. I mean, how did he was so insistent that it was one of our family members, and he was right.
He was right.
All right, next, let's get back to our callers. We've got Judy on the line who wants to know about indoor-outdoor carpeting. Do we still have Judy with us?
Yes.
How may we help you, ma'am?
Well, the people who own my house put down that green indoor-outdoor carpeting in my entry walking into the house, which is about 10 by maybe 20. And it started, I don't know how they could stand it, but I removed it when it started to smell very grody. And now I have this adhesive residue that I don't seem to be able to get rid of. I've been to Home Depot and Lowe's, and they've each suggested I use the gel paint remover, which doesn't do anything. And my son came over and helped me, and we tried pool acid.
What I would tell you to do, Judy,
what?
Is get to either a Marvel, Border Marvel location, or a Cohills. In Scottsdale, you have a Marvel on 32nd Street and Greenway. It's on Greenway, just on the south side of Greenway, just west of 32nd Street. Cohills is down on 40th Street by the airport. Then there's another Marvel out in Mesa. There's one in Peoria. If you're trying to get rid of indoor-outdoor carpeting, you want to get a soy-based product called Beanie Dew. It will you'll be absolutely amazed at what it does, and it is completely organic, so you can hose it right off if you've got planters or lawn. You don't have to worry about any harsh chemicals getting hosed off into your plants or any kind of strong toxic smell while you're working. So get some Beanie Dew, scrape it away, you'll be just fine. And actually, that brings me back. Mr. Dunham, who was up here with his family, wanted to know what to do with his concrete block wall. Again, get to Border Marvel. His neighbor's yard is a little bit higher in elevation than his, and all the moisture is now wicking through the block. Very common. What you want to do is you want to get it's water is what's causing it. And the perfect solution that is to get onto your neighbor's side. Now, if he's got an incredible planter, it's going to be hard to do it. But what you really want to do is you want to waterproof your neighbor's side, the higher side, to keep that moisture from entering the block.
And showing up as effervescence, right?
Right. And if he's not willing to work with you, there are some products you can apply from your side that hydrate back in reverse going towards.
Chances are it's on his side, neighbor's side, too, and he'll want it as well. So you'll be doing
neighbor. Well, the neighbor's not going to see it because it's going to be dirt level up.
Oh, that's
to
true.
It.
Got it. Got
so
it.
He's below that dirt line, and only Dunham's seeing it, not his neighbor. So his neighbors, but ultimately, if that deteriorates, they're going to have to replace that block wall together. So that's the presentation. You invite your neighbor over, show them what's happening, and just let them know, you know, if this isn't taken care of, it's going to be a much greater expense for us to replace the whole thing. Let's go in together and get this sealed now and have this block wall last another 50-plus years. So get to Marvell. They've got all the products you'll need for proper concrete block wall sealing and keep that water out of there, and you'll be a happy camper from there. You will need to get the old stuff off, but they can help you with that. I need to thank Bolt Internet Communications for help for the digital feed, digital wireless feed that's making today's broadcast possible, along with all of our other great affiliates in Skyview. I need to thank the Spring Hill Suites for hosting us so graciously, as they always do, along with the Jersey Lily Saloon. If you need a shot of the Americana and some Christmas spirit, get to Arizona's Christmas City, Prescott, Arizona, today. Parade starts at 1, tree lighting at 6. Actually, it's the courthouse square lighting.